This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 27, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The state of Georgia issued a legal demand that Dr. Eric Walsh, a lay pastor, hand over his sermons, sermon notes, and his Bible. Dr. Walsh was one of the nation's leading health administrators until being fired in 2014 by the Georgia Department of Public Health after learning of his faith. Walsh has filed a federal lawsuit against Georgia alleging unlawful religious discrimination. Now, as a part of that lawsuit, the state of Georgia is demanding he hand over religious documents. David Welch, director of the U.S. Pastor Council, stood yesterday in an Atlanta press conference with Dr. Walsh. Welch was one of 5 Houston pastors who had his sermons and sermon notes subpoenaed by lesbian Houston Mayor Anise Parker over his opposition to a transgender bathroom ordinance. Listen to Welch's remarks from yesterday's press conference.
It should also shock the nation when a highly respected doctor, humanitarian, and pastor is fired as punishment for his faith and for his sermons. It should outrage the nation when a pastor faces the threat and the tyranny of state governments reaching into the pulpits and declaring that nothing is safe. There is no free speech. Is this Nazi Germany? Is this the Soviet Union? Is this North Korea? Is this one nation under God or one nation without God? May it never be. Is this a day when the devil went down to Georgia looking for a sermon to steal? Not on this day. We are standing with Dr. Eric Walsh against the perpetrators of this act of aggression against the First Amendment, God-given guaranteed rights of every pulpit in America. Any threat against any pulpit by the state is a threat to every pulpit in every place at all times. We will not be silent.
Stand with Dr. Eric Walsh today by adding your name to the online petition at frc.org/Walsh. One Syrian mother, Alice Asaf, has recounted how ISIS brutally killed hundreds in her village, including her son, for not renouncing his Christian faith. Asaf described some of the horrors. She said, quote, "We heard that the militants grabbed 6 strong men working at the bakery and burned them inside the oven. After that, they caught some 250 kids and kneaded them like dough in the bakery dough machine," unquote. Isaiah 11:4 says, "With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked." Back in March 2015, President Obama claimed he discovered Hillary Clinton's use of a private email as Secretary of State, quote, "the same time everybody else learned it, through news reports," unquote. But now, an email leaked on Tuesday reveals that Obama had received private emails from Hillary Clinton before then, from that server. According to the New York Times report, top Clinton aide Cheryl Mills wrote to John Podesta in March 2015 saying, quote, "We need to clean this up. He has emails from her. They do not say state.gov," unquote. Christian filmmaker Laura Waters Hinson is coming out with a new documentary, Mama Rwanda. The film shows how women entrepreneurs in Rwanda are restoring their country after the devastations of genocide, reported Christian Headlines. Despite losing their husbands in the genocide, these women have put everything into building businesses for their children and their country. Proverbs 31:10 and 27 says, "An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. She looks well to the way of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." In commemoration of Hungary's 1956 resistance to Soviet occupation, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban and Polish President Andrzej Duda delivered a 60th anniversary speech this past week, according to Politico. Notable in his speech, Orban stated, quote, "There is no free, prestigious, or honorable Europe without the lifeblood of nations and the wisdom of 2,000 years of Christianity. We cannot stand idly by and watch while Europe, openly and in an organized fashion, replaces the soil where European civilization grew, unquote. The Alberta government shut down Trinity Christian School Association on Tuesday, according to Global News. The association oversees many of Alberta, Canada's homeschool students. The shutdown followed a 3-year audit that found spending irregularities in the association. In the final stretch for the presidential elections, Donald Trump told CNN he would be making large donations to his campaign. By election year, Trump said he will have spent $100 million. Two powerful earthquakes struck Italy yesterday, not far from the August quake that killed 300 people, reported CNN. The recent quakes registered magnitudes of 6.1 and 5.5. Damage occurred in multiple towns, but no injuries have been reported. A group of Christians and Muslims in Pakistan worked together to get the Pakistani government to drop charges against a 9-year-old boy this past week, reported Christianity Today. The boy, Izan, and his mother, Shakil, were accused of burning pages of the Quran. The two Christians were released from imprisonment and all charges dropped. Praise the Lord for this deliverance. Psalm 28:8 says, "The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed." And that's the World View on this Thursday, October 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.